This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Sedgy today on this last weekend of April. And on our show, the second hour, is one lovely lady, talented as can be, and she's got a book out that tells a lot of stories about rock and roll. Rita Coolidge will be joining us on the program. Then from NBC's This Is Us, Chrissy Metz and Justin Hartley. Joining us later on will be actor Hal Linden. He's done so many things in this business, but still in syndication is his very popular show, Barney Miller. And then we'll end things out with HGTV's Kitchen Cousins host, Anthony Carino. And that's all coming up this hour, live with Ron Sedgy today. We're going to pause just briefly, but when we come back, my first guest for the second hour is legendary singer Rita Coolidge.
Scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. Joining us right now is Rita Coolidge. Hi, Rita. How are you?
Hi, Ron. Thanks so much for talking to me.
Thank you. It's great.
I'm good.
I'm glad that you are here. We have a lot to talk about. We have some mutual friends and the likes of Jimmy Buffett and Lee Greenwood. But we're going to talk about
you.
How is Bubba? You are the subject that we're going to talk about. Two-time Grammy Award winner. And we're going to talk a lot about what you've done in your remarkable career. But first off, Delta Lady, was this a good experience to write this? Because a lot of times writing an autobiography can be very difficult, and on the other hand, kind of clears a few things that are in your mind way, way back that, you know, you get out in front and it's over. I mean, because you talk very candidly about a lot of things in this book.
I do, and it's been very cathartic. It's been a long journey getting from the time we decided to do the book, and actually it is kind of painful. And when I read the book the first time, when I read the first manuscript many months ago, when I finished reading it, I just wept because it felt like to see everything capitalized and all all put together. You know, it was an amazing experience, and I'm just so happy that I did. And I did talk about a lot of things, and I talk about, you know, people seem to be fascinated with the Layla story, and I've told that story since the 1970s, so it's something that's ingrained in me. I just know what happened. But, you know, it's also, hopefully, a book of inspiration for a lot of women.
Some, like you say, like the Layla story, and some really behind-the-scenes things. I mean, hanging with Tina Turner, who took her wig off one time to actually show a scar that her husband, Ike, bestowed upon her. I mean, you have been in the mix of the 70s, I mean, and the 60s, for that matter. Even the fact that people held you responsible for Crosby, Stills, and Nash's breakup, but you were more like a referee in that scenario, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I just, you know, I walked into that band. They had so many problems before I got there. There were four very strong personalities, and I think Graham was the one of, well, at that time there were only three when I met them, but Graham was, he was the only one who actually had his head kind of screwed on straight and was consistent and could make clear decisions all the time, to the point that the band called him Daddy, which tells you a lot about that band. And, you know, he and Stephen had really thought that he was in love with me. And when Graham and I started dating, Stephen came out swinging and didn't speak to Graham and was just so ugly to Graham for the whole time that we were together. But the band never really broke up. They played and, you know, have been up until recently they've been playing.
Right.
So, you know, I got credit for something that never happened, right?
Well, I tell you, sometimes that's good, sometimes it's bad. You know, if you were credited for inventing the computer, that would be good.
And that would be fabulous.
That would be fabulous. You know, speaking about computers, I didn't realize that your husband is a professor of computer science at the University of California. That's very impressive credentials there.
Well, yes, I did marry a mad scientist. He's retired now, but he still is a mad scientist, and he's constantly working on projects with people all over the world. Being in the music business for so long and to actually be with someone who's not a musician has been kind of challenging and refreshing in a sense.
Well, as you mentioned before, you know, your relationships with so many and your interaction in business and in duets with so many people in the music business, do you think that might have been the problem in your marriage to Kris Kristofferson?
Well, you know, Kris maintains that it was that it was two egos under one roof that couldn't make it. But, you know, if you read the book, there were many, many other issues, as there always are. Nothing is ever just black and white. There's so many different colors in every situation that goes on. And, you know, with Kris, there was his movie career, my music career, and he really would have loved to have had a hit record, I'm sure, just to kind of open doors for him. He will always be one of America's treasured songwriters. And, you know, we're best friends. I've loved him since the day I met him, and I'll love him until we're both on the other side. We just couldn't be married.
Sure, that happened.
Because Kris had, he just had a wandering eye, and that just didn't work for me.
Two-time Grammy Award winner, worked with the likes of Leon Russell, Joe Cocker, Eric Clapton, as we mentioned, Stephen Stills, signed to A&M Records as a solo artist, and of course, he heard his huge solo album, Anytime, Anywhere, back in 1977. But I tell you, there's a couple things, Rita, that I didn't know about you. Number one, I didn't know that you went to Florida State University to study art.
When I graduated high school, my father was a Baptist minister, and we had moved to Jacksonville when I was a sophomore. And so when I graduated, being a resident of Florida State was my choice of universities because it didn't cost very much. And my father being a preacher and my mother a school teacher, there was not a lot of money. Now, my gosh, I wouldn't even be able to do a freshman year if I were under those circumstances and the cost of tuition today. But Florida State was a great university, and it gave me a great experience. I loved FSU. I'm going to Tallahassee this next weekend for a book reading at a music and book festival there. I went back to homecoming last year. I really love Florida State.
That's cool. That's great. Now, here's something that really shocked me. Back in my days, my younger days as a disc jockey and then later owning some radio stations, I probably played your docile tones on the radio with station commercial jingles. I didn't realize you worked for Pepper Sound. I used to buy all the jingle packages that I had from Pepper Sound. So I had Rita Coolidge on the air, didn't even know it.
That would have been right. Did I worked at Pepper. That was my first paying job when I got to Memphis because I could read music and I could sing. So I found out about Pepper Tanner and went over and got a job. And just we would stand in the studio all day long and sing the same package and then just change the call letters.
Change the call letters, yeah.
And it was sometimes boring, sometimes a blast.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't know what you got paid, but I certainly paid a ton of money for those jingles.
You paid way more than I got paid.
You know, to prove how you approach music, it, very seldom does somebody want to cover a song that is absolutely done so well by the original artist because they're afraid they're not going to do justice to it. Your rendition of Higher and Higher by Jackie Wilson is sensational.
Well, thank you. I know what you mean about covering up music. When you feel like a song has been done so well, it's pretty big shoes to step into. But I was working with Booker T and the MGs at
right.
that time, and Booker and I sat down and came up with this arrangement, and I think that you can see a lot of Booker's color, his musical color in there. So I have to share that credit with Booker.
Well, it could only be pulled off by the talent of Rita Coolidge. The book is out right now, right, Delta Lady?
As of this morning. It's released today.
Wow. And we can get it at bookstores or, I'm sure, online?
Bookstores and on Amazon, yes. You'll get it overnight probably from Amazon. So all of my friends and all of my fans that have pre-ordered on Amazon, it will be on your doorstep today.
Rita, is there a website we can go to learn more about where you're going to be, what you're going to be doing?
Yes, my website is ritacoolidge.net.
That sounds great. Rita, you're a great guest, but when you have more time, would you come back? We'd love to talk to you more.
I would love it more than anything, Ron. I'll be recording in a couple of months, and I'd love to come back any time and talk to you. You're a delightful talk show host, and I thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Coming from you, that's a huge compliment. The new book is out right now. It's Delta Lady, of course, the autobiography of the beautiful and talented Rita Coolidge. Rita, thank you, dear. Look forward to having you back.
Thank you, Ron. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it. You talk about a legendary singer and one that has seen it all over her remarkable career, and that's Rita Coolidge. We'll be right back with more with Ron Sedgy today.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back with Ron Sedgy today, and joining us from the show, This Is Us, the very lovely Chrissy Metz, and the equally handsome Justin Hartley. Justin, Chrissy, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Thank you. What an intro. That was awfully kind of you, man.
Yes. Hi.
Sterling just wrote that over to me to read, and I hope I didn't see the stuff.
Check in the mail, Sterling.
Check's in the mail. Okay, that's lie number two. You know, this is unbelievable, the success of the show.
Our show is watchable for so many different reasons. One of them is we ask a lot of our audience. It's a very sort of emotional show, and to dive in and get that deep into a show emotionally is kind of it's a tall order. So if you have a few hours to sit there and sort of cry and you get your eyes all puffy.
How many episodes are in this season?
18
episodes. Wow, we can make you cry for a whole entire day from sunrise to sunset.
Sunrise and sunset. That's a good name for a song. I'll have to write that. Sunrise, sunset. How about the new season? When does that start now?
I don't think we have an exact date.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but it's going to be in September.
Mm-hmm. It's a great show.
We start filming in July, so we're excited about that.
Yeah. I got to tell you a quick side story, if I may, though, and it involves Mandy Moore.
Okay.
Heard of her.
Me too. Several years ago, she was in our studios at Universal Studios here in Orlando, and she was just a young girl. And when I say young, I mean 12 or something, you know. So she comes in, and we do this great interview. She was very good even at a very young age. She wasn't even a teenager yet. And we always archive all of our interviews for posterity, never knowing when you might need them again. Well, one day in a very rushed scenario, and it was on tape at the time, we needed a tape. And our executive producer, with her infinite wisdom, said, well, why don't we use this with Mandy Moore? And I don't know if I want to do that or not. She said, well, you know, she's a young girl. She, by the time, you know, she gets to another 10 years, she'll probably be a real estate executive or something. I said, I don't know if that's such a good idea. So like a schmo, we used it, not knowing that this girl was going to end up such a big name. And here I had this really nice interview when she was like 12. It's not a funny story, but it is an educational story. I want you to
know.
No, she's self-poised, even from like 12 years old.
Yeah, you say that story, and I haven't known. Known Mandy since she was a child, but I can say, in knowing her now, that doesn't surprise me.
No.
That when you say she was poised and she was good at such a young age, she is absolutely her. That's her through and through, isn't it?
Yeah. And then we recently found out that she was actually discovered by a FedEx driver.
Yeah.
Right?
Of all people.
I'm like, this is so fascinating. I mean, she is just, I've been a fan of her since, I mean, her music.
Yeah, she's lovely. Yeah.
And I'm from Gainesville, Florida, so, you know, we're Florida girls, so it's exciting.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to ask you. You were born in Homestead, Florida, and then discovered in Gainesville, not too far from Orlando, Florida, where we originate this national show. What were you doing up there? A local talent event that you had in Gainesville?
Yeah, I went to a random model, or maybe not so random, model search with my sister, who was interested in modeling, and she went. And then I met my then manager, and the rest is kind of history.
Wow, that's great.
And now here you are.
And here I am.
back in Florida.
I know.
Circle.
Such a long distance to get back to the same place.
You can't get
one
country.
Big circle of where you went. Well, you know, your success with Loveless in Los Angeles, An American Horror Story, and My Name is Earl. And Justin, you bring an enormous amount to the table, too, with the hit series Chuck and Castle and Heart of Dixie,
yeah.
And then Red Canyon, the film, and Spring Breakdown. And you were a daytime soap opera star for 4 years on Passion.
Yeah, well, I try to bounce around as often as I can and try as many different roles as I possibly can.
Planned it just that way.
This one ends up being the absolute joy of my life is working with these fine people. I've worked with a lot of fine people, but this is the absolutely greatest job I've ever had, the most fun I've ever had working with talented, fun, funny people. And we get to laugh and cry and make everybody do it with us in the process.
Boy, there is no doubt about that laughing and crying part. I mean, there you can't deny that. There is a lot of great times and a very sad times that becomes a real tearjerker. I cannot remember the young man's name on Passions. He was a friend of ours. I just can't remember his name now. A little guy, and he died very, very young. What was his name? Do you remember?
He played Timmy on the show,
and he
passed away before I got there.
Oh, did he really? Yeah.
So I never got to meet that young man. I actually started that show, I think, like a week or two after he tragically passed away, and the energy on this. I remember showing up to work the first day and thinking, my gosh, these people are awfully sad for a bunch of people that are working on a television show. And then I was told the story, and it all kind of made sense. I was like, oh, he had such an impact on all these people.
Oh, he really did.
They were devastated, yeah.
When it comes to writing the show, where do they begin? Where do they get the premise? Because I got to tell you, it hits it right on the money every week.
Thanks. I think part of it is they come from real stories. That's part of the reason why you're probably feeling that way is everyone has their own story. Everyone's got a story. And they go in this room and they shut the door and they all share their stories. I think they come from real life. That's sort of what I've been told, yeah.
And I think this was initially going to be a feature that Dan was going to write.
Mm-hmm.
And then it had legs for a series, and thank goodness for that. But, yeah, I mean, you write from what you know, and that's what's so relatable.
He's a young guy, the creator of our show.
Yeah.
He's brilliant. He's like 40 or something, right?
Wow.
And I always tell him, I said, he's 40 years old, but I think his soul is like 300,000 years old.
Yeah, he's
an old soul.
He's just amazing and so humble about everything. He's like, you guys do, you know, you guys really make the show. We're like, are you kidding?
Come on.
No, it's the writing. And he's like, no, and it's everyone.
Christy, you play the role of Kate and Justin Kevin. Does this whole crew allow you to bring a little bit of your own personality and your own input into those characters?
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, playing someone who is dealing with weight issues and, you know, having it not be about the food, but about, the food is the symptom and there's real issues and everybody kind of fills the void some way, somehow. And so, I can relate to that. And just, we're all trying to do the best we can. And bringing that in and just staying present in the material is what my goal is pretty much every day. But, when you have empathy for anyone and hopefully yourself, that comes across hopefully authentically.
Yeah, you try to make it as personal as you possibly can, and I breathe as much of myself into this character as I can. I mean, it's the very least we can do if we're asking people to sort of relate to the show on a personal level themselves, the audience. It's the very least we can do is the same thing.
That's a very wise statement when you say it's the least we can do. I always chuckle at actors and actresses who say, I never watch myself because I just can't watch myself on television or on the big screen, and I'm thinking to myself the whole time, if you can't watch yourself, how the heck are we going
to
Exactly. One of these days, Justin, I'm going to have you back to talk about a water project that I know you're involved with. One, if not the hottest show, unbelievably successful, is This Is Us, starring Chrissy Metz and Justin Hartley. Justin, Chrissy, you're a great guest. You've got to come back one of these days.
I would love to. Thank you so much.
Chrissy, do you ever get back to Central Florida?
As often as I can. I went for my sister's baby shower and just a couple months ago, and all my family's still there in Gainesville and Ocala, so as much as I can.
Oh, that's great. Well, if either one of you come back down in this area, let us know, but please don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you back, and congratulations. Maybe we can talk to you before the start of season this coming September, and This Is Us on NBC, okay?
You got it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Justin. Thanks, Chrissy.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. That is a huge hit show. This Is Us. Chrissy Metz and Justin Hartley. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Mayor Steve Voss says a woman has been killed in a shooting at a synagogue in Poway, California, which is north of San Diego. Three other people are hospitalized. KFMB TV reporter Brandon Lewis says a 19-year-old man has been detained.
We don't know any information about the suspect. As we pulled up, he was taken into one of the sheriff's vehicles that was here, and actually they drove him out of the scene about 30 seconds before we went live here, so we didn't get a good look at him. The windows on those vehicles are pretty tinted. The folks who were around here, the witnesses, say that he seemed to be a younger person. They described him as looking somber when he was taken into custody here, but the exact circumstances around his arrest and what happened haven't been made known to us.
An off-duty Border Patrol agent had fired at the fleeing suspect, who was at the time calling the police on himself. President Trump is offering his deepest sympathies. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
find and all around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. I believe that after, I guess, 27, 28 years and 19,000 guests, I'm not sure, but I believe this may be the first time that our guest has been on the show. I don't know why, but been long overdue. He's quite a talent. He's a Tony Award-winning actor, singer, musician. He's with the Rothschilds, which was a great show, The Gathering, and, of course, still in syndication, seeing just about every day, Barney Miller, joining us right now with a brand new theatrical release that's going to open in 25 markets, is Hal Linden. Hal, welcome to the show. It's good to have you here.
Pleasure, sir. A pleasure. And I'm sorry I'm late.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm sorry we didn't get together earlier.
27 years, you know.
27 years. I've been asking, can I get on Ron's show now? All right. We'll do it.
Keep asking for the next 27, okay? Because there's got to be a break in the action someplace.
That'll also be kind of exciting, considering how old I am.
I think we're going to be doing this on Cloud 11, okay, if you understand.
There you go.
At least I hope we will be. Hal, tell us about this. This is a great premise for a movie, and as I mentioned before, and we're going to tell everybody how they can find this, because obviously we want everybody to go out and see it. It's a great premise. You play a grandfather in this, do you not, Hal?
Yes, I do. And I am a grandfather, so that wasn't a hard part.
That wasn't a stretch.
But the story is really about the grandson.
Right.
Ryan Ochoa plays my grandson, who is an art student, wants to be an artist, is constantly drawing, or as I say, doodling, and doesn't see a way to get into art school because his father says community college is all they can afford.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets an assignment to do a project, a multimedia project, about an historical event. And he kind of accidentally discovers that his grandfather had a history that he had never told anyone about. His grandfather having been a Holocaust survivor, and Holocaust survivors are not, they're reticent,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
And understandably so, you know, a lot of pain going on, and the brain kind of puts it in places where you don't think of it all the time, self-protection. And the picture is about his getting the story out of Grandpa and putting it on into a multimedia package and finally showing his product. And the family is, like most families, not all that communicative between the generations. And that's normal, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all want to establish our own generations. I remember I did it. I wasn't going to listen to the music my father listened to and dressed like he did and cut my hair the way he did. And,
right.
And the language. Every generation has its own language.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not easy to get the generation together to accomplish the project. But it seems that art can be more eloquent than words, and the art of the boy is what brings the grandfather to tell the story, and the dedication to the project is what brings the grandfather to actually finally tell his story, and the boy does accomplish it, and we have in the end, art brings the family closer together. That's about the whole picture.
Well, I still want people to go see it now, just because you gave that description. But you know, Hal, you bring up an excellent point of view here. I think a lot of times, especially from the generation of the Second World War, but I think even in today's situation, sometimes when there has been a catastrophic event in their life, they don't want to talk about it. I mean, I've known people that are in the World War II, Americans that were fighting in the war, that don't want to talk about it. And I think it's sad, because I can remember my father many times wanting to sit down and talk to me when I was like 15, 16, 17 years old about when he was a little boy. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't care about this. I got to go out and ride my bike, drive my car, go
there
with my girlfriend. I don't.
That's what I mean. You're trying to establish your own identity.
Right. And then
the problem is, as I say, there's nothing that's common.
Mm-hmm.
But what have you lost? You know,
yeah.
What gets lost? History, experience, wisdom.
Right.
A lot of things that can make your life better gets lost and the thing about it is that a lot of it of what the past educate us about is still happening.
Yes.
I mean, you said it's difficult to remember. We just, you know, or we don't want to talk about it.
Right.
Look at what's happening with the Me Too movement.
Right.
And what's in the headlines today.
Yeah.
You know, are reticent to talk about this painful part of their memory.
I think sometimes that's the reason why we keep on making mistakes, because philosophically speaking, you don't know what you're going to do today and tomorrow if you didn't know what happened yesterday. And I think that's a problem we have. I really do. This is the second venture that you've been in that addresses the Holocaust. It's, you know, the movie now, which is called The Samuel Project, which is kind of cool because we're talking about fathers, and my father's name was Samuel, and also The Gathering.
Had to do with remembering the Holocaust and keeping it in our minds. Which philosopher said, "He who does not study history is doomed to repeat it"?
Yes. Oh, boy, that's a famous saying. And
that's right.
So
and
true.
That's so true. Mm-hmm. And we keep repeating our history. We keep making the same mistakes over again because we don't study what happened in the past.
No, that's exactly right. I'm a big proponent of that. By the way, I want to remind everybody that the name of this movie, again, is The Samuel Project. And I happen to have here, how you can find more about it. You go to facebook.com/ The Samuel Project Movie, or Twitter at twitter.com/ The Samuel Project. You'll learn about the 25 cities that it's in right now, all major markets, too, I might add. There's something, Hal, that I did not know about you, okay? And that is, I didn't realize that you were a clarinetist and a vocalist. Do you still pick up the clarinet?
Yes, I still pick up the clarinet. I still do. I still concertize. Not as much as I used to, but still at it.
Somebody told me that the reason that you left the music business was because the music that was changing in the 40s and 50s, you weren't really that fond of, so you decided to go into acting. But it's a tough thing to walk away from music, you know.
Well, it was the end of the big band era that did it for me.
Right.
I was enamored by the greatest of the last big bands. I'm not talking Dorsey and Glenn Miller. I'm talking Stan Kenton,
right.
Woody Herman.
Right.
Those bands that really were taking big band jazz to new heights. And when I went into the Army, it was the height of the big band era. And when I came out of the Army, they were all gone, and it was the beginning of rock and roll. And it was early rock and roll was not my I just couldn't bring myself to it. So I tried theater, and look what happened.
Yeah, and a lot has happened. And you know what's very nice to see is a talent like yourself, so versatile. Here you are doing many serious, like the Rothschilds and the Gathering, on stage, and then turning around. And I didn't realize too that Car 54 or Are You? And I know you're on Search for Tomorrow, but then go into comedy with Barney Miller. And being so successful with 8 successful seasons in syndication right now, I mean, that show is a versatile talent. And I say that honestly, Al. I'm not trying to puff you up a little bit. It's a great, great talent that you have to be able to do both and be believable in both.
You might even say jack of all trades, master of none.
No, see, I don't think that's the case. I think you are the master of them, too.
After a while, you get to, you know, if you keep working at it, you can get pretty good at stuff. And I've been working at it a long time, so.
It's funny you should say that, because somebody said to me a few weeks back, and it's not the first time, they say, "Boy, you know, when you go on the air, it looks so easy." Well, if you've been doing it for 50 years, if you've been digging a ditch for 50 years, you better have a pretty good ditch. But again, the name of the movie is The Samuel Project.
I have to seek it out, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
It's in an art theater near you.
Yeah. There, again, is the website, facebook.com/ The Samuel Project Movie. And you do have to seek it out, but it's worth seeking out because it's a great presentation. And it's family-oriented, right, Hal?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let's make a pact here, okay? Let's not wait another 27 years to get back together again, okay, my friend?
Okay.
Okay.
A pleasure.
Okay. Thanks, Hal, so much. Good luck with the movie and look forward to having you back, okay?
Bye-bye.
Hal Linden has been our guest. But what a talent. Really, a very versatile talent. And, you know, he can do serious stuff, comedy. He's got a new movie called The Samuel Project. You got to seek it out. But when you do, you'll find a movie that you'll love to watch. And, of course, Barney Miller is still in reruns all across the USA. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
as a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
And around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Well, I have a fellow Paisan on the show with me today. Spring is here, and a lot of people, including me, who's a zero when it comes to doing things around the house, are thinking about ways to kind of spruce up the house during the springtime, get it ready for the summer season. And joining us right now is a gentleman who's the co-host of HGTV's Kitchen Cousins and other shows that he has on there with his cousin, Cousins on Call, Cousins Undercover, America's Most Desperate Kitchens. Joining us right now is Anthony Carino. Hi, Anthony. How are you?
Hey, good, Ron. How are you? Nice to talk to you again.
Nice talking with you, too. It's always good having you on the show, Anthony.
Yeah, man.
Well, as I mentioned in the introduction, you know, springtime is here, and that means people are thinking about what to do to spruce up their house. And I fall into that category, as I mentioned, but I got to be honest with you. Sometimes when you look at the whole picture without taking each project separately, it's pretty hard to, you know, grasp.
Yeah.
It's a big job.
It can be a daunting project. process if you look at it all at once. But I think you nailed it, Ron. You want to look at one project at a time. Look at it, plan it, execute it, finish it, and then move on to the next one. Don't look at your home as a whole. It's just too big a project to tackle, and then you wind up doing nothing. So separating it out into those projects is definitely the way to go.
Well, the other problem, too, I think, is that you say, I want to do this, and then you add it up, and you think, this is going to cost me a fortune. If you take it project by project, I would assume that that amount of money that you have to, or time and effort that you have to put into it, it looks a little bit more realistic.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I couldn't have said that better. You know, just taking the time, buying the tools you need for the project you're working on, and then you got to remember, these tools, if you buy the right stuff, they're going to be lasting you a long time, and you're going to be able to use them for multiple projects. So you don't want to think about it in terms of spending money as much as you want to think about it in terms of investing in tools that are going to allow you to accomplish things throughout your home over time.
I'm always told that whenever I get into some kind of a project, whether it be around the house or whatever the case, in the studio, anything, is that if you don't have the right tools, no matter how good you are at it, you're not really going to be as proficient if you have the right tools. So tell us about some of the right tools.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, listen, with spring, I mean, I don't know about you, but for me, it was a cold winter in New Jersey. We are looking to get outside. People want to start taking care of their lawn again, so that says lawnmowers. Now, there's a lot of choices when it comes to lawnmowers. I definitely recommend looking at something that's powered by a Briggs & Stratton motor. These guys really take the time to do a lot of innovations. Their gas-powered mowers are 2 times more powerful, and their run times are 3 times longer than some of these battery-operated mowers that are out on the market now. You know, from a technology standpoint, like I mentioned, Briggs & Stratton has just check and add, which means no more oil changes. That in and of itself is enough for me. Couple that with their quiet power technology, which basically has these mowers running up to 50% quieter, which is never a bad thing. And then Briggs & Stratton has their starting promise, which means that if the mower doesn't start within 2 pulls, they will fix it for you for free. So some pretty great things to consider in terms of some new lawn equipment.
Now, you talk about no oil. How do they do that?
No, not no oil, but you don't have to change the oil. Check and add is a sight glass. If it needs oil, you can just add to it, but you don't have to go through the mess of draining the oil, disposing of the old oil, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. Do they have an automatic start in some models?
Yes, they do. That's going to be very model specific, but the Briggs & Stratton power plant, the motor itself, is what we're talking about when it comes to the oil changes. So, yeah, they have the electric starts, they have the pull starts that you can go and take your preference with.
You alluded to the fact of a good return on your investment with, you know, putting it into a good lawnmower, all right? Let's talk about other things, though, because sometimes, for example, I have a pool and it needs resurfacing. So I think to myself, well, I don't need it that bad. It's not that bad. But it's good for return on investment, as so many other ideas that you have for home improvement are, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the most versatile tools that I work with is a hand torch, believe it or not. It is, you can do so many different projects with it. For example, I did a charred wood wall up on my roof deck inside my cabana. I brazed metal for Rachel Ray's studio kitchen when we redesigned and built that for her a couple of years ago. I have soldered pipes within my home. I actually soldered a custom motorcycle helmet rack for myself.
Wow.
So, you know, a torch, specifically the torch I use, Burnzomatic TS8000 Max Heat Torch, it's awesome. It's super versatile. You know, it's really one of those must-haves, and it's really economical, so it's not a big investment when you're talking about investing in tools. And I like to pair it with the MAP Pro cylinder. It allows you to work faster because it's got a higher burn temperature than your standard propane tanks, but the versatility of this torch, you can do projects in the house, out of the house. It's really limited only by your imagination and what you need to accomplish.
What about outdoor furniture? For example, I have by the pool, I have a table and chairs. My wife says, sure, I don't want to do that anymore. I want to put couches and, you know, small settees and stuff. Can you do that with a relatively easy budget?
There's a lot more manufacturers that have outdoor furniture available now. So you can, you know, start going to your larger retailers like your West Elms, your Restoration Hardwares, your Crate and Barrels. They've all got outdoor lines now. One that I like a lot is a company called Article. They're just on online. You know, having all those options inherently, because there's more competition, the price starts coming down. So outdoor furniture really is becoming more affordable. Something I like to tell people, just be careful with how many cushions you go with.
Yeah.
You know, when it rains, that means all those cushions need to come in, unless you want to have a wet butt the next time you go sit on that couch to have a beer.
So what is the solution to that? Now, I have a patio enclosure, but when the winds blow, it gets wet. So what do you do? I mean, is there an alternative to the cushions that are still looking good and still comfortable?
Yeah, I mean, I like the micro mesh. I think it's very comfortable. Even the different composite woods or the natural woods furniture, I mean, they're super comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Are we missing anything? Because we've addressed a lot of stuff here.
Yeah, well, we got to get back in the house. You know, one of the things that people really don't consider is their doors. And, you know, doors in the average home represent about 800 square feet of visual impact. So, you know, I like to tell clients, make sure you're paying attention to stuff like that. For me, Masonite, they just launched their new Livingston door, which is unique, versatile, timeless. It can really freshen up your home, no matter the style. And the nice thing about it is it's pre-primed, so it saves you a lot of time when it comes to painting those doors. So all the stuff we're talking about here, Ron, you can get at tipsontv.com.
That's great. Tipsontv.com. And, of course, Anthony Carino is the co-host of HGTV's Kitchen Cousins. And as we mentioned earlier, expanded out there to other ones too. So check it out and see what Anthony and his cousins are up to on HGTV. Want to remind you to check our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. When you get to that website, on the home page, there is an icon that says Listen Live. If you hit it, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. There's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
things up with Ron Segue today on this last weekend of April. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of it. Our guests include my pal, Charlie Daniels, also a good friend of our show, Kevin Costner, Christine Negroni, who's done the book called Crash Detectives, and from World Vision, Lauren Fisher. Also want to thank Rita Coolidge from This Is Us, Chrissy Metz and Justin Hartley, actor Hal Linden, and the host of Kitchen Cousins on HGTV, Anthony Carino. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segue today. Till then, I'm Ron Segue, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.